You know, I really enjoyed talking with you this morning. Because every time I talk with anybody about truth, I always learn something. And if everybody could see that you're always learning from an experience, even if it appears bad, somewhere within that experience, you've been told something. And if you ever do go through a negative experience, and all of a sudden you realize what you've done, and you find yourself guilty, and you start crucifying yourself, well, believe me, you haven't found anything. You haven't learned anything. Because when you honestly start to see how the mind works, you'll see innocence. And when you look back in your own past, you should see it as innocence. Now, innocence is, it's not judging. It's just realizing that human being is going through life their way, and it lost souls who are trying their best and are doing exactly the same as you, they're seeing life via mind and thought. But their thoughts are different because that's their free will. It's like if you have a child and the child is for some reason is insecure, or perhaps the child wants more attention. And if you go in a negative way towards that child, all you're doing is creating more negativity. More negativity and more fear. And with it comes all the scars that go on a child or carry through lifetime. You don't do that. You see the child is a little divine creature. And if there's insecurity in it, then you feel within yourself a feeling of sadness for them, because you can see that they are suffering. Now, you don't add negativity to make them suffer more. As a matter of fact, the feeling that you see when you see this way, this is what the mystics talk about when they talk about seeing. It's a deeper sense of seeing. It's a seeing that's beyond the contamination of the thought system of humanity. And when you see that way, you get the feeling of love and understanding, because it's the same thing. Understanding. You understand them. The second you understand a person, and you're face to face with somebody that you understand, then this is the ideal battleground to destroy what is called ego. Because your ego either comes into the picture and condemns what it sees, or wisdom comes into the picture and sees through all its own vanity. And this is where all intelligence takes place. If a husband and wife who love each other, they can't understand why they're always fighting. So fighting becomes part of the life, and quarreling. It's just life, that's what it is, and that's what exists. But it's not a true reality. It's only an illusionary reality, because there's better, there's always better. You should always look for better without looking. And do you know how you do that? Is become satisfied and grateful for what you've got. That's what I told you this morning. The second you become grateful, you're in a state of happiness. Now, if you're happy at your work, you're in the state I'm talking about. And if you're really into your work and you're getting really accomplishing great things, then you're going to even be happier. It doesn't have to be an ego trip. It's just a true reality that's existing. And you are happy. Most of us are so trained that we miss what we're living today and we live off our memories of the past. And those old thoughts is what creates all psychological imbalances. It creates your insecurity. It creates all your fears. It creates phobias, anxieties. You could keep going on and on and on, and every single one is related to the past. So you've got to look for something new, something that your computer doesn't have, something that will bypass your thought system, and what it is wisdom. And wisdom is an inner intelligence that all creatures are born with. It's a God-given intelligence. It's a conscious state beyond whatever you see now. Now that goes for everybody in the world. See, everything is explainable. Okay? But there are some things, even though you explain them precisely, they're unhearable. So if you don't hear, you hear the explanation. But if you really hear, if you deeply hear, right in your heart you hear, then it's not an explanation, it's an answer. Because it came from you. When hearing takes place, you do not hear the person that's talking. You've had an insight, you've had a sight into the unknown. And all of a sudden it becomes known, and it's so simple because it's just the same thing. It's a thought. It comes via thought. Everything must come via thought. Everything. You know how some of the great people of the world have said, everything isn't what it appears? Well, there's never been a truer statement. And mental health is only one thought away from every human soul in the world. Mental sickness is only one thought away from every human soul in the world. And in between, like the yin and yang, in between there's an infinite amount of degrees of what you call sanity and insanity. And if you investigate into this, you would be an endless task. But if you find your own inner wisdom and you start to realize how all this works, again you find satisfaction, gratefulness. And when you find gratefulness, you found happiness. If you can find happiness, even just for a few seconds, you're going to find sanity. Because when you're happy, you're not going to be afraid. You're not going to be insecure. And I could go on with a thousand other negative feelings. You're not going to have any negative feelings because you have the feeling of happiness. Now people, some people imagine that, and they have their rights, eh? They have their degrees of happiness. Somebody once said to me, I can see being happy, well, maybe 3 days a month, but couldn't possibly conceive of being happy all the time because she thought happiness would be boring. Well, that's impossible. That is truly an impossible task, to be happy and bored. Because when you're bored, you're not happy. And the only thing that's blocking it is your past memories. Because that's how the game of life works. It's consciousness seeking itself. With the golden rule that love will always prevail. And love is understanding. Because it always takes understanding to understand. How else can you explain? Like, this whole world was given to us like a playground, eh? It was perfect. And had we abided by the rules, it would still be perfect. And if you have any questions, you may as well ask them before this ends, because, well, we don't know when we're going to get together again. It is. Pardon? And as I said yesterday, thought is a divine, like a vehicle. And your beliefs are just whatever you see in life, what you accept, what you reject. Your feelings, your emotions are all attached to your belief system. Now you've got to look at your belief system and see if it holds water. And if your belief system isn't holding water, then you've got to find out what is wrong with your belief system. So you go into the Freudian thing and say, where did these beliefs start from? And you go back in time again to where your beliefs started, when your mother or your father or whoever told you 20 years ago this and that, eh? So there you go, you start this investigating into the belief system, but when you delve into the belief system from the past, you're delving into the very roots where it began, and those roots are contaminated thoughts. So what you've got to do is to ignore them altogether. You see that the contaminated roots are of no value, you may as well throw them away because they'll never grow anything of any value. And you say, well, okay, I throw away those bad roots, those bad thoughts. What's left people say nothing, there's a vacuum, but there isn't. Because as soon as you get rid of those bad thoughts, in its place, automatically comes wisdom, which is good thoughts, good roots to start a new life. You evolve in consciousness. This is the idea. Evolution of the little mind is great. But evolution of knowledge or wisdom is 1,000 times greater. Because all knowledge comes from within. All thoughts come from within. All wisdom comes from within. And all stupidity comes from within. Greed, that's one of the biggest ones. No matter what questions you've asked, the answer has always been mind and thought. But remember, the mind I'm talking about isn't the little Freudian mind. That little Freudian mind, that's what I would call your ego. When I'm talking about mind, I'm talking about the source of all things, of all intelligence. You see, we don't have individual minds like what a lot of people think. We have one universal mind that we tap into. It doesn't belong to me, it doesn't belong to you. It's universal. It's there for all. It's creating life for you. It's taking consciousness and creating a reality. I know it's really a extraordinarily difficult thing to explain how mind works, because everybody's looking for a logical explanation. And there is no such a thing as a logical explanation. Like, it can be explained, but it's not explained in the logic that you're used to. It's a different type of logic. It's a spiritual logic. And any spiritual logic trying to be explained, although it's explainable, as I said yesterday, it can't be heard or seen from the little mind or your ears. It has to be realized. Truly, this is really all it can say. It's a lost thing. Find it. And if you find it, then your profession will take a turn, and your views of life will take a turn for the better. Thank you.